CPR. The difference between tragedy and a miracle. Mega Doctor News. Cleveland Clinic. June is National CPR and AED Awareness Month. If you don't know how to do CPR, now is a good time to learn, especially since it can double or triple a person's chances of survival after cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest is when your heart stops beating, and that can be due to many different reasons. One of the most common reasons is a heart attack. That doesn't always lead to a cardiac arrest, but in the worst cases, it does, said Grant Reed, MD, cardiologist at Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Reed said cardiac arrest can be deadly within a matter of minutes, which is why it's important to perform CPR right away. If you've never done it before, here are a few tips to keep in mind. First, make sure the scene is safe and have someone call 911. If you're alone, call and put the phone on speaker. You should then check to see if the person is breathing and has a pulse. If not, immediately start chest compressions. The Red Cross recommends 100 to 120 chest compressions per minute. Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation is optional. The most important thing is that you start circulating the blood. If you were to do one thing for a patient or person who has passed out and has a cardiac arrest, it is doing chest compressions. It's actually not a recommendation that you need to do rescue breaths if you're not comfortable with this, he said. Dr. Reed said knowing how to use an AED is just as crucial. They can be found in many public places and include very simple instructions. He adds that AEDs are not meant to replace CPR but to be used along with it.